This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, all, it's Weiger. So each year on the Doughboys Double on Patreon, we assemble a bunch of our favorite guests and do a Christmas special that Mitch writes and he forces me to star in. So what you're about to hear is last year's Christmas special. If you like it, and why would you, but no judgment, you can hear this year's Christmas special, Weig Hard, by subscribing at patreon.com/doughboys. All right, that's it. Happy holidays and enjoy.
It's the 2019 Doughboys Holiday Special. It's a Weigerful Life. Starring Nick Weiger, Emma Erdbrink, Yusong Liu, Evan Susser, John Gabris, Amir Blumenfeld, Paul Rust, Alana Johnston, Michael Mookie Blakelock, me, Mike Mitchell, and introducing Matt Kowalik. Written by Mike the Spoon Man Mitchell
and Evan Susser,
and edited by Emma Erdbrink.
Well, all right, that'll do for this episode of Doughboys. Until next time, for the Spoon Man Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating.
Happy eating. See ya. All right.
Whew,
another hilarious episode of Doughboys in the Can. And with that last recording, we got 30 hours of Doughboys all stacked up for the holiday season so I can take my 3 month sabbatical to Quincy.
Someone needs to go drop off these audio files at HeadGum. I can't do it because I'm observing Weedica.
Emma?
Let me guess. Weedica is like Hanukkah, but you smoke weed for 8 days?
From one single packed bowl.
Wow.
I can't do it either, guys. It's me, Susser.
Hi, Sus.
Hi, Susser.
I can't do it either because I'm celebrating Hanukkah.
Huh?
What?
It's like Weedica.
Oh.
Guys, I would, but I can't. There's a green tea convention downtown, and this year they're both doing hot and cold teas.
Wow, you must be really excited, Yusong.
Yeah, I am.
Sounds fun.
Well, usually in this circumstance, I'd make Mitch do the menial work because I do think I'm better than him.
It's true, you do. But my schedule's full, Weiger. I'm playing Santa for Funny or Die, College Humor, CISO, Hoo Ha Ha, Team Coco, UCBComedy.com, and a whole lot more.
Monday must be busy.
All the major online comedy players. And if I was free, I wouldn't do it for you either, so fuck you, Weiger.
Fine, I'll do it myself. I have to do everything around here.
Are you making hoobabubum noises right now?
Kind of sounds like a train, a choo-choo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does kind of sound like a train.
All right, get the hell out of here, all right? Just drop off the audio recordings.
Oh, just a short bus ride over to HeadGum. Here I am. Oh, hey. Hey, everybody. Hey, Mars. Hey, Marty. Hey, Claire.
Hi, Wags.
Hey. Thanks for replying, Claire. Oh, hey. Well, it's Gabris is here. Hey, John.
Oh, I like how you say hi to me last. Like, we're not actually friends. These are fucking coworkers. Mars, Claire, Marty, Jeffrey, get lost. I want to talk to Weiger alone. Weiger, I'm sorry. I've just been listening to these fucking dorks talking about dad hats and fucking web videos for the last like 40 minutes. I'm so glad an adult man showed up. How's it going, bud?
I'm wearing one of the HeadGum dad hats now.
You are wearing a HeadGum dad hat and a orange Adidas jumpsuit. So, yes, I see all that. You look great.
Thanks. You look great, too.
Thanks, bud. Yeah. Are you getting ready for the holiday season? I'm heading back east. I know your podcasting partner leaves for 9 to 10 weeks at a time.
Yeah, he'll be gone for his sabbatical until Valentine's Day. But
it's, well, February 15th, because he has to go out with his mom.
He has to take his mom out. Yeah, he takes her out for a big fried clam dinner.
Let's see. We're staying locally. Nally, I'll probably take her to Islands.
Oh, the fast casual burger chain?
Yeah, I'll probably take her to Islands.
So on your time off, you're going to take Natalie to a restaurant that you go to kind of like for work?
Well, yeah, I mean, we go there any. I mean, that's like a weekly date for us, so I think it'll just be fun to do it again.
Yeah, I guess it might as well do the weekly date over the special holiday season.
Yeah.
I'm going to... I'm stopping in Vegas on the way out to see Chainsmokers. And then from there, I'm going into an SNL after party on Christmas Eve. They have I'm going that with my Sudeikis is bringing me.
Wow.
And then I'll be out on the island. And my mom got everyone Billy Joel tickets. And we're going to go, Billy Joel's playing a little show at his house. And we're all going to his house and checking it out there.
The Piano Man's house?
The Piano Man's house, yeah. It's great. I'm just really stoked. It'll be good to see my family. I'm excited. I got a lot of big plans. Bringing home fucking half an ounce of White Widow.
Wow.
Which, yeah, I haven't had that strain in a long time, so I'm pumped.
Well, hey, speaking of Billy Joel, I'm going to be watching the first season of Top Chef hosted by his ex-wife before Padma got on there.
Wait, Chrissy Brinkley hosts the first episode?
No, it was he had a different, her name was Katie Lee. Katie Lee Joel.
I didn't even know that.
By Katie Lee professionally.
I didn't know that. I thought you were going with Top Chef because Tom Colicchio looks like a Billy Joel's cousin or something like that.
They look related. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like doughy, bald white guys. They look like Vader with no mask, kind of.
Right. Who's older?
That's a great question. My guess is Billy Joel.
Yeah, but Joel is a rough whatever age he is.
Yeah, he could be 25 and just, due to alcohol, looks like that.
Yeah.
Looks nice and swollen. Yeah, he looks like a corpse, like a beach corpse.
Well, that sounds, it sounds like you're doing lots of cool stuff.
Yeah,
cool stuff too.
Yeah, I don't know. You're kind of depressing. This is fucked up to say, but you're kind of depressing me.
Well, why is that?
I don't know, it just seems like, I don't know. It's weird. I guess if you're from here, there's a hard way to delineate your holiday season.
Hey, you know what's happening? Rise of Skywalker is coming out. You going to see that?
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited. All the early reviews are coming in and people are saying it's a lot to process. Not sure if I enjoyed it, which is exactly what I want to hear about a movie.
Right.
So I'm pumped to see it. And one of my favorite things, and I wish more movies and TV shows did this, was just whip back and forth between different creative teams. That's so exciting to me.
I just am very excited. It's, because it's this exquisite corpse where JJ handed off to Rian Johnson, then Rian Johnson's handing it back to JJ, and we're seeing what they're doing. It's like a relay race.
Yeah, it's like a $90 billion improv rehearsal.
Keep being handed the baton, and we're going to see where it lands. Hopefully we finally get some answers as to how Maz Kanata found that lightsaber.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to go to a screening of Star Wars as well, where a bunch of porn stars are in Slave Leia cosplay, and you could just eat whoever's pussy you want while you're there.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. And Tiff's already signed. My wife's already signed off on.
You got a hall pass?
I got a hall pass, mouth only though.
Oh, okay.
Both mouths, so I can kiss, I can eat pussy, and I can get blown, but I can't do any penetration. I'm allowed to be pegged. I shouldn't say no penetration.
Okay.
I can be penetrated, but I can't do any. And no finishing inside, even in their mouths. Huge thing for my wife.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to finish in your hand or whatever.
Yeah. I have to finish in my wife's high heels. She has this pair of Salvatore
Ferragamos.
Oh, so
you're taking those with you.
Yeah, I'm taking those with me. And then I guess she wants me to do a shoey, chug it all out of the boot, a shoot the boot, we call it in rugby. But she...
It's your own cum.
This one's my own. Usually it's just a beer and someone maybe spits in it as a punishment. But this is going to be a Salvatore Ferragamo high heel, my wife's shoe, filled with my own cum that I'll drink for her.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, so I just have
intense.
Kind of a normal, low-key, laid-back holiday season planned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to... Jack Allison's been texting me the spoilers for Rise of Skywalker, so I was probably going to read those.
Oh, that's a big day. That's a big day.
Yeah.
Yeah, does Jack have anything left to share over text, or is every single thought that comes in his brain on social media?
Yeah, that's true. I guess what he's just been texting me links to his tweets. Yeah. Which is kind of not really personal, but you know.
But it's still nice to have communication.
It's yeah, it's nice. So yeah, it sounds like that'll be cool, man.
Sounds like we're having pretty similar weeks. Yeah. That's pretty dope.
Well, I guess I'm just going to drop the... Oh, well, go on.
I'm sorry. I was just like, I'm on my way out, but I was just wondering, you know, you've been... As we were talking, you've been just staring at this wall, facing away from me this entire conversation. So I was just... Did I upset you or anything like that?
No.
You're impossible to gauge, as I'm sure you've been told before.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know where to direct my eyes or what to do with my face. So sometimes I just glom onto something that I find similar to myself.
Oh, okay. And so that's why you've been looking at this lamppost for the...
Yeah, just this stationary object. I feel like it was kind of like I could... Oh, this is like I can relate to this energy.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, but I'll try to improve on my eye contact. You know what? New Year's resolution, improve my eye contact.
I like it. And you know what? You're doing it now, and I have to say it's unsettling. I think I prefer you kind of facing away from me.
I'll look over here.
It's terrifying. And I just want to give you this gift. I got you. It's a Minions chain wallet. I thought you might like it because you know, it's hard to steal, and also it's got Bob on it.
Yeah, this
is
so cool.
Is this Bob or Kevin? I can never tell.
No, that's Bob. You were right.
Oh, fuck, yes.
Bob's got the mismatched eyes.
Right.
And he's a little short and squat. Kevin's the tall one, who's also kind of the leader.
Oh, Kevin's the leader.
Yeah, but, you know, just sort of more of a stretched out form fact. He's like the taller one.
Yeah, he's the Bert.
Yeah, but they're both two eyes, so you were pretty close.
Oh, okay. Who's the one eye?
The one eye is Stuart. I mean, there's a bunch of one-eyed, but like the main eye is Stuart. Yeah.
The three main guys are Kev, Bob, and Stu.
Yeah, those who are in the Minions movie.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a bunch of peripheral Minions. Wow, they're just kind of a legion. This is great. Thank you so much. This is going to be wonderful. I'll put my bus pass in here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll put this Canadian money I have. Great.
I fucking bought my grandpa a gift. Got you a tie organizer. All right, Wags, this is, I got to get out of here. I'm supposed to meet up with Adam Pally, Mindy Kaling, Ike Barinholtz, and sort of the whole Christmasina, the whole Mindy Project gang. I'm meeting
up
with
that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Doing a reunion at the Pally Center.
Well, that sounds fun. I mean, say hi to everyone for me. I mean, I don't know if anyone remembers me, but just say, you know, if you know Wiger, he says hi. I'm just here to drop off the audio files for Doughboys. I'm just going to put them in the Dropbox. You know, we have this physical Dropbox here.
Yeah, there has got to be a more convenient way to do. You rode the bus from Santa Monica to downtown LA. It must have been like fucking an hour and a half.
It was more like an hour 50. It's not so bad. But yeah, I'll drop these off. And hey, maybe I should get some weed like you. Have a sticky icky holiday, buddy.
I can send you my Ease promo code if you want to get stuff. I recommend some low THC or 1-to-1 CBD to THC pre rolls might be good for you, so they're not super powerful and you can kind of drag on it and not get too lit.
That sounds like where my doctor said I have low T, so that would probably be a good fit for
me. My doctor said the same thing to me.
Yeah.
Well, and your doctor said the same thing to me about... My doctor said to me that Nick Wiger has low T.
Oh, I thought that was a medical confidential thing, but I guess
it turns
not.
Out we have the same doctor. And I felt like... Because when I got the prostate exam, I apparently made the same noise you made. My doctor was like, "You sound like Nick Wiger." I was like, "Really?"
You made like kind of a...
No, I guess he said I sound like Nick Wiger because when he put his finger in my ass, I went... "Hi, Dr. Spar." Like at that volume, despite no one else talking at that volume.
Okay,
leading up to that moment.
I said hi, Dr. I did say hi, Dr. Spar, after I moaned a little bit. Too loudly.
Yeah,
another thing I'm working on is modulating my voice and having it be at different volumes.
Hey, we're all working on ourselves, Nick.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I guess if this is more convenient for you to hand deliver a USB stick with your Doughboys episodes on it right there.
Yeah, I'll just leave these in this bin here, and I'll see you later, buddy. Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays. I'll see you at the gym, bud.
Bye.
Be good. These are Doughboys episodes, are they? Maybe I'll just take them for myself. I have been thinking about doing a high and mighty Patreon, and the cash grab is on. Everyone else is building these side businesses off of the Doughboys. It's about time I did. Yeah, I'm not going to do a convention in Burbank or a podcast with almost the same name. I'm going to just do my own thing.
Hey, Gabrus, it's Marty. Are you talking to yourself?
Get the fuck out of here. Why are your jeans so tapered?
They just fit.
Marty, what did I say about the rules when I come to HeadGum? You stay in the fucking bathroom until I leave.
Yes, sir.
Get back in there. Head near the toilet. You don't have to put it in anymore.
I can only wash my hands so many times, sir.
Wash them again.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jeffrey, pull my car around.
Ooh, my phone is ringing. Oh, no, it's HeadGum. I better not answer it like I always do. Oh, they left a voicemail.
Doughboys, hey, it's Amir from HeadGum. Where are the audio files? We need 20 episodes before the end of the year, or you're in violation of your contract, okay? And you know what that means? HeadGum now owns Wally and Irma. So, re-record them if you have to, but get them to me now. Thank you. Bye.
Oh no. Amir is mad at me. I've made a mess of everything. What should I do? Binge record 20 episodes with Mitch? Ugh. Or I could step in front of a choo-choo train like my great-great-grandfather before me. You know, that does seem way more appealing, but it might give a bad name to choo-choos, and I certainly don't want that. In fact, that's literally the only thing stopping me. Ultimately, I just wish I had never been born. Boy, imagine that. Just being cum in my dad's big old dick. Swimming around. Bouncing off the walls. Never having been born. Just living that hog life. Anyway, time to jump.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah, I want to jump in front of this train. What's it to you?
Well, I work here at the train station here, yes. And, you know, I would hate to see anyone kill themselves.
Yeah, you're right. It would give a bad reputation to choo-choos.
I heard you say that.
Oh, you listened to me that whole time.
And I agreed. And it would also give a bad reputation to trains.
You think of... I guess I always thought of a choo-choo as a slang term for a train.
No, there are two different things. A choo-choo...
Uh-huh. It's like one that goes like chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga, choo-choo.
Yeah.
And then a train is more of like a...
Ow! Whoa! Whoa!
Oh, that was not what I was hearing in my head. But maybe, I mean, you're the expert, so you know better than me, so.
Well, I know a lot.
Yeah.
I know
that's what
a
trains...
cosmic level amount of, I have a cosmic level amount of knowledge.
Are you implying you're like an angel?
Ring-a-ding-ding, babe. Yes, I'm your guardian angel.
Wow, so you don't work at the train station after all.
I don't even know why I added that little bit of charade. I could have just stepped out and said right from the get-go I was your angel.
Well, if you just said you were an angel right from the get-go, I might have thought you were crazy, but you kind of like have settled my nerves a little bit because you seem to have talked like a normal person.
And look, the train is passing. I see, I kept you from
you,
the...
You did.
I did distracted you just enough.
You did your job. Well, I guess you can go now. I mean, I have a great rest of your day. I'll just wait for the next train.
You don't... Not interested in meeting your guardian angel, Prayerplints?
Sorry, what was your name?
Prayerplints.
I don't know if I can do it with the buzzed lips. I don't know if I can pronounce it. Prayerprints?
You're getting it.
I guess I'm in the
one
right
more
ballpark.
Time.
Prayerprints?
Just one more time.
Prayerprints?
You got it. You got it.
What kind of name is that?
It's a Mad Magazine spoof version of Clarence.
Oh, got it. Because this whole thing is kind of a Mad Magazine spoof version of It's a Wonderful Life.
Ring-a-ding-ding, babe.
Hey, you know what? On that topic, were you in the Doughboys Christmas special a couple years ago? Like, were you one of the... When we did, you remember Ghost of Christmas
yes.
Past? Were you one of the ghosts?
Yeah.
From the
yep.
Do you remember which one?
Some fucking angel.
Oh. I guess it's... I guess these,
some ghost. I'm sorry. Some ghost.
These stories, I guess they're pretty similar.
Yeah, I mean, that's more on the people who wrote them than us.
Yeah, it's not on us for parodying two similar things. I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah. Although maybe, you know, the magic of these stories is the same magic that we experience with the birth of the Christ child.
That's true.
Fellow Christian.
Yeah, well, I'm also Christian.
I'm not.
Well, you call me fellow Christian.
I meant to say you are a part of the Fellowship of Christians.
Part of the Fellowship of Christians, yes.
But
right.
I am Venusian.
Wow, so as an angel, you must have personal experience with God, and you're a Venusian.
Yes.
Is that your faith, or are you from the planet Venus?
I am from the planet Venus, but I am also part of the religion Venusian.
You know, it's funny, because I'm not trying to categorize you, but from what I always heard, that men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice you're talking to me and not like one of my brothers, because they just like punch you in the face right now.
Yeah, I mean, in an offensive way.
I mean, my brothers are like, take it that like sort of stuff real person.
Got it, yeah.
John Gray.
Yeah.
The author of Men Are From Mars, what is that?
I think that's what, I don't know his name. Yeah, I don't know Oprah a bunch.
I never even learned his name because I hate him so much. He started that. I'm just going to say it. A myth!
Wow. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you as a Venusian.
Well, you know, it's okay. I died as a Venusian.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went up into heaven.
Yes.
Met God.
So, as an angel, like, what are some of your superpowers?
Well, I can, if I really focus, I can move objects in the real world.
Do you mean like with your mind?
Yes, and I can if I focus every fiber of my energy.
Uh-huh.
I can move a napkin.
Like, I mean, I can move a napkin. That's not super impressive.
Also, I can change into any form.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, like I could turn into a napkin floating above your head.
I mean, it's impressive that you're now a big talking floating napkin, but, is there any... that's cool. You know what? That's cool. What,
I can
what else?
Move napkins, and I can turn into a napkin. And I could turn you into something as well.
I don't know if this might be too weird, but I guess I just have to see. Yes, change my form, angel.
Well, I can turn you into a TV. Just kidding, napkin. I'm also a little stinker. That's my greatest angel power.
Right, that you're the...
Pranks!
I mean, I feel quite pranked. I'm just a big floating napkin now. It's very weird.
One time, I convinced George H.W. Bush for a week that he had diarrhea.
Did he... Here's what I would... Can you change me back from a napkin? This is weird to have this conversation
sorry.
As a napkin. Can you change back to a person, too? Like, to a human form?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, we can change back to napkins later. I just feel like it's just distracting for me.
And it's like way too silly.
I wasn't going to say it's too silly,
it's
but
kind of pushing it how silly it is.
I wasn't going to say it's too silly, but I just, you know.
It's better for us just to talk as humans.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like you want us to be napkins.
No, I don't.
No,
I don't.
Let's turn back into napkins.
I like that we weren't napkins.
Okay. Well, if you want to move any napkins while we're talking, that's fine.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll just move some napkins and blow them above your head.
I wanted to... Oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
What was it about George H.W. Bush?
Oh, George H.W. Bush. So here's what I was going to ask, is that you tricked him into thinking he had diarrhea. Was he just like...
For a week,
but was he just like sitting on the toilet, but like diarrhea wasn't coming out, but he thought he still had it?
Yes, no diarrhea actually ever came out of his body. I messed with his brain.
So he was just having, he felt like, it was like, oh, I got diarrhea. I got to go use I got to use a can. And he like rushed in there.
Yeah,
but then like,
excuse me, Barbara. I think I might diarrhea right now. And then he would run down the hallway, where I'd be laughing all along the way. And then I would sit propped upon his shower curtain and watch him in agony.
And he's like, gonna have diarrhea? Oh, not gonna do it. Because no diarrhea would come out.
Yeah, not gonna do it.
Yeah.
He said, do it.
Oh, like doo-doo.
Yeah. I was just like...
Well, he had a little fun with it, I guess.
He was having a good time. We were all having a good time.
I mean, it seems like a prank where everybody wins.
Yeah. By the end, he was pushing out sand.
Wait, I remember this, because I remember this was on Punk'd.
Yes.
I remember him, like, it was like George H.W. Bush.
I worked through Punk'd.
You worked through Punk'd, and I remember George H.W. Bush shitting sand out. Like, it was like, I think the first one was that they painted Justin Bieber's SUV pink, and he was like, what the hell? And then the second one was George H.W. Bush shitting out. Was George H.W. Bush shitting out sand. And then the third one was Beyonce tried to put a ornament on a giant Christmas tree, and it fell over.
Yes. Yeah. There was conversations about who would get which prank.
Right.
We ultimately decided George H.W. Bush should be the one who shits sand.
Yeah.
Because I had that power.
Right. I mean, it just seems like a valuable asset if you're working on that production.
Hey, don't tempt me.
Well, I don't know. If it gets rebooted, I mean, it just might be a thing to look into.
Punk'd?
Yeah.
Yes, I've been in conversations with the candid camera people.
What? This may sound weird now, but I kind of miss being a napkin.
Well, zabba-ta-plin, I shall change you into this napkin. Oh, God.
It's weird as you didn't say that the first time you did.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
I guess just a little bit of pizzazz you added to the presentation this time?
Yeah, I don't need to say it.
You don't need to say it, but it makes it more fun.
Sometimes it's fun to add a very tight rhyme right beforehand.
I gotta say, you know, it's kind of nice floating around as a napkin. I mean, I don't feel like the weight of my own body. It's, you know, the wind can just kind of take me wherever.
Yeah, I mean, I can change you into human form anytime you want to, but if you'd prefer to stay a napkin, also I can... I could take you anywhere you want to go, any dimension, anywhere in past or history or present.
Sorry, are you hearing my dishwasher?
I didn't want to ask.
I started a load of dishes before you got here. I brought my, like, it's at my apartment, which is very close to the train station, so that you can probably hear
it. I couldn't tell if that was a dishwasher or the Millennium Falcon, babe.
Wait, so you're up in heaven. Have you met other angels? Like, who else is an angel?
Well, have you ever heard of...
The Bad to the Bone guy?
Yes. George Thorogood.
George Thorogood is an angel?
He's an angel.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah. And sometimes he'll string his angel harp to be like a kind of a guitar, because guitars aren't allowed in heaven.
Oh, wow.
God is the ultimate dad. He doesn't allow loud rock and roll. He's kind of like the dad at the beginning of the Black and White song by Michael Jackson.
I mean, George Went.
Yeah, but on the album, it's somebody different, and it makes it weird after you watch the video first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They have that skit on the album?
Yeah.
I guess I can only think of it in terms of the video.
But it's not Macaulay Culkin, and it's not George Went.
So they cast it with different actors?
Yeah.
That's really weird. Now, here's what I wanted to ask about Angel, because you mentioned George Thorogood. My understanding is that he was still alive.
But his career ain't.
Oh, boy. Who else is an angel?
That Susan Powder, Stop the Insanity Woman.
Oh, wow.
And one of the Backstreet Boys. Just Eddie, if your career goes kaput... heaven, you go up.
That makes me, I mean, prince. That makes me wonder, what did you do in life that made you become an angel? Like, did you have some success at one point?
Yes, I invented the hula hoop belt.
I remember the hula hoop belt trend. That was like popular really big. For a while. It was really big in like 1991. That was like the it toy.
Yeah, and then the Operation Gulf Storm came along. And...
yeah, and then everyone was just into bubble tape, and that was it.
Yep. But I couldn't help but overhear you say earlier, I wish I had never been beyond. I wish I had never been born.
Yeah. I wish I'd never been born.
Hmm, that's an interesting prospect for a guardian angel like me to hear, boy.
Feels like that's leading somewhere.
You know, even though I'm close to God, I still haven't earned my gills. So I have to do some good. I have to convince you to love life again.
Yeah, because I was gonna, like, you said gills, and I was expecting you to say wings, because I guess that's just a thing where, like, the way they portray angels in the movies is not reflect reality. So you want gills, not wings.
Oh, I'm sorry. We call them gills. Wings.
So what I know as wings are called gills in heaven.
Yes, but they line my back and open and close in order for me to breathe, in addition to fly.
Right, so they're like a dual purpose
wing gill sitch.
Breathing apparatus / flying mechanism. Yeah. So wait, so I guess I get why you call them gills.
Think Paul McCartney meets Creature from the Black Lagoon, babe.
You know, you said you were an inventor of the hula hoop belt, and I think I know who you really are.
Oh, boy.
Your Weekend Update host, Dennis Miller, aren't you?
Yes.
That's what you had a big, you were very big in the 90s, and then you kind of fell off, got very conservative.
I left SNL to start this hula hoop belt dream.
Yeah.
And I did a radio show once where I interviewed Mitch. And he gave some disappointing information about his thoughts on sports.
Yeah, you thought you were going to get like
that's
a real...
That's what killed me.
The Mitch interview? The legendary Mitch interview when he was promoting the Birthday Boys IFC show?
That's what put me out. I was finally like, I am done with this. After what did I call him at the time? I think I called him a real idiot.
Yeah, I remember. He's still bitter. He still seethes about that.
Yeah, and I'm still angry about it. You can tell. I just choked on real idiot because I'm so filled with rage.
Well, I think that's part of it is because your comedy is so like tightly written and your stand-up was so precise. But then in the moment, it's like you take like a full minute to come up with a real idiot. And so it just doesn't quite match the cadence that you're known for from like Weekend Update.
Well, what happens after you die is then you go up into heaven. Some of your veins are taken, and it affects the oxygen that goes to your brain.
Not my main vein.
Oh, no way, baby. Look, I think I have a novel way of getting you to see the purpose of life. What if you had seen your life as if you never had been born? Yes. Would you like to go with me on this journey?
Yes, preference. I would like nothing more. Show me. Prove to me that I will be making the right decision by throwing myself in front of this train. Show me what life was like. What life would be like if I'd never been born. Show me what life would be like if I'd never been born.
I'll show you like what life will be like when you're never been born. I'll show you like you've never been born. I'll show you like life.
You show you like life when we've never been born. Life never. Life never been born. Life never been born. Whoa, I'm flying! Oh my goodness, I'm no longer a napkin. I'm back to human form. Where am I? Wait, I recognize this place. It's the Hollywood sign, but it says Susserwood?
Yes, instead of Hollywood, it now says Susserwood, of course. Evan Susser. Why, he's the biggest producer in Hollywood now. He merged together Warner Brothers, Paramount, and the Deli Boys into the biggest production studio in Hollywood. It's called Deli Brothers. But is he happy?
So, but like the Paramount's not, it's not like Paradeli Brothers?
No, but the pieces of meat are on top of three mountains.
Oh, got it.
As a reference to the Paramount Mountain.
Oh, yeah. I see their logo now. That's cool. Yeah, that's a nice little cool homage. Logo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, good for him. I gotta go talk to him. Whoa, hey, there he is. Hey, Evan, Susser, over here.
Hey, kid, how are you? And I'm sorry, but you're no buddy of mine. I don't think I've ever met you before. Evan Susser, how are you?
Hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm sorry, this is just so disorienting. I actually know you really well. You're a big part of my podcast, Doughboys.
Ooh, your podcast. I never got involved in anything like that. In fact, getting involved with a podcast probably would have prevented me from having a big Hollywood success that I have had. You see, I run this town. I don't know if you know, kid.
I mean, I inferred a lot from the fact that the Hollywood sign is now Susserwood. That's just a huge deal.
That's just the beginning. I consolidated all the major studios under my Deli Brothers banner, and we make all the movies, and guess what? Everyone's happy with the movies now.
Really? They like them?
Yeah, we just came out with the last of the Star Wars trilogy, and everyone likes it, even Jack Allison.
You came up with a conclusion to the Star Wars trilogy that satisfies famous crank Jack Allison?
Yes!
I mean, but there's no way you salvaged Watchmen to make Jack Allison like it.
He hosts a after podcast, and it's positive.
He hosts Watching Watchmen?
Yes!
Wow, and he loves the show.
And he loves it.
So it seems like...
So does Alan Moore.
Alan Moore?
Yeah.
The recluse who doesn't watch any of his own adaptations? He actually has come around with this Watchmen?
Yes, but no one was mean about it to him. They just were like, it's good, wow. And he liked it.
And this is all because of you. This is because you brought all these things under your banner.
Well, I don't want to take all the credit, but when everyone's throwing it at me, I'll take it.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Disney was a big player in my version of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you own Disney now?
Yes.
I'm just going to ask this because I just, you know, and I don't know what answer I want to hear, mm-hmm. but I think I know what the answer is going to be. Is Disneyland now Susserland?
Well, I can say this much. Disney World is Susser World. And Disneyland is also Susserland.
And Epcot Center is Evan Center.
And Epcot Center
mm-hmm.
is Evan Center.
Wow.
And it's a small world. It's a big world.
Hey. Hey. Oh, sorry. This is my sniveling executive.
Hey, how you doing?
who works for me?
Hey, well, you shouldn't be roasting the boss, man. He's not going to
prove
that.
No. It's okay. In Susserwood, there's no sort of toxic relationship with the powerful and the less powerful.
Oh, wow.
I fully embraced Pay Up Hollywood, and everyone gets paid up. My assistant, he makes double what I make. His assistant makes double what he makes.
That's right.
Wow, a reverse hierarchy in terms of pay.
Yes.
Jack Allison's a showrunner now.
But he's making very little.
He's making very little, yes.
Mm.
We've fixed all the problems of Hollywood.
And everyone's happy.
Yes.
This is incredible.
Even my sniveling assistant.
Mm-hmm. And it's all due to me not existing.
Huh?
Huh? It doesn't make sense to us.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I'm not alive in this reality, which I'll call Earth Prime. I'm not alive in Earth Prime.
Earth Prime.
And so I was... Do you know I actually knew Evan Susser when he was coming up?
Wow.
Like, when he was on a mod team? Remember when you put all that money into UCB classes?
UCB?
And then you had that sketch group that you had to... Where you, like, you all pulled your cash to pay me to direct it? Did that happen in this reality?
No. UCB is a beloved theater institution, much
yes.
like Shakespeare's Globe, where everyone is paid fairly and everyone... Everyone has only positive feelings to say about it.
Wait, the performers and writers are paid instead of being compelled to pay their own coaches?
That's well right. paid.
Wow.
Yes. It's successful and not going to go out of business.
What does Matt Besser think of all this?
He's too busy.
He's too busy to be involved with UCB?
Mm-hmm.
But he's Mr. UCB. He's the B in UCB.
Well, not anymore. He's Mr. B-O-N-D. Mr. Bond.
Yep.
Besser is... Wait a minute. I see that big the billboard up there where Daniel Craig's face is replaced with Besser's face.
That's right.
He looks great in a tux.
Do you want to see a clip from the new movie?
I'd love to.
All right. My assistant's just going to press play, and then you'll hear it from the direction of my assistant. And the video will play of Matt Besser as James Bond. Cue it up, assistant.
Here we go.
Well, Mr. Bond, it seems you've fallen into my trap. Once again, the cat gets his prey.
Oh no, my arms are strapped to a table. I can't get out of this trap. Now there's a laser beam coming towards my crotch.
Just a little taste.
It's very good.
My name is Bond. Matt Bond.
Oh, there's more to the,
yes,
the,
I, the clip. I changed his name from James Bond to Matt Bond, and that earned me another bill at the box office.
Boy, I bet people were skeptical of that at first, but once they saw it, they were like, oh, this is undeniably the right choice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm. It's like answering Rey's parentage and... The Rise of Skywalker. It's like people were like, wait a minute.
Rise
of Skywalker? What are you talking about?
Is that not what the conclusion of the Disney Star Wars trilogy? I mean, I'm sorry, the Susser Star Wars trilogy is?
No, of course not. It's Return of the Jedi. And people like that much better.
Mm-hmm. Better than Return of the Jedi.
No, yeah. Return of the Jedi.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
But they like Return of the Jedi better than the original Return of the Jedi?
Or any other version of a movie that would have come out in another reality.
So you guys at least understand what I'm saying about being from a different reality.
You came from a different reality? Yeah, that is strange to us.
Well, I feel like Susser's big brain is processing it.
Yeah.
You're maybe struggling a little bit with the conceptually.
My question to you is...
Yeah.
Do you got any movie ideas? I mean, you're here on a movie lot. Do you have anything?
I would love to hear them. I love just saying yes to movies.
An alternate reality. What was your job back in back on Earth Prime?
It's funny you asked that. I was actually in addition to being a podcaster as a TV writer.
Oh, wow.
Wait. In your reality, people have to have multiple jobs?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of you have dry spells and TV work, so it's nice to have some podcasts.
All right, anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say, ideas. Oh, boy, I'm so nervous. Let's see.
Hey, don't worry. My boss is receptive to almost any idea. He can make anything a blockbuster.
Okay.
It's true.
You know,
I've even taken several pitches from my sniveling assistant and made them into hits.
That's right. Wow. Okay, well, here goes nothing, I guess. You know how they make, like, Lego, like... Batman, like they did.
Sure,
Lego
we do those.
Batman.
We do those in this reality.
Mm-hmm. I think like it'd be fun if you did like Minion Indiana Jones. Mm. Like you use the minions to do an Indiana Jones movie.
What else you got?
Okay. I mean that's just one idea.
Yep.
You know the Harlem Globetrotters?
Ah, that's an idea. The Harlem Globetrotters. Ah. Okay. What do we got?
So like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Sure.
They're in a plane crash.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like a lie.
When I get excited, I sound like my sniveling assistant and maybe a little anti-Semitic. Anyway, go on.
And then it's like...
The planet's alive?
I'm Catholic.
No, it's like the... Wait, you're Catholic?
I'm Catholic. I just want that to be clear.
So you're not an anti-Semitic caricature.
No.
Okay. I think, it crashed, and it's like the movie Alive, where they have to, like, survive. The Globetrotters have to eat each other.
So they don't do anything with the basketballs.
No, I think
also,
that's like...
Also, there's another issue with that idea.
Yeah.
It sucks shit.
Okay.
What other ideas?
One more. Okay. You know how there's a... That guy, J.J. Abrams?
No.
Ooh, yeah.
You don't know of J.J. Abrams?
No, who's that?
He directed I guess he didn't direct Return of the Jedi, but in our reality, he directed two of the three Star Wars movies.
No, they've all been directed by George Lucas in this reality.
Wow, Lucas continuing his own trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds awesome. I'd love to see those movies. Yeah, I don't... I mean, I guess... That kills this idea.
What's the idea? Let's hear it anyway.
I was going to say a movie where J.J. Abrams is the star.
Yeah, then I guess that is confusing.
Yeah.
You know what, kid? Get the fuck off my lot.
All right, just put the gun down. Jesus Christ.
No, because guns do exist in this reality.
Oh, God.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's going to stand his ground. I got to get out of here.
The Doughboys love moms. And hey, if you're looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos.
It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Why? Because you know how I know? I gave one to mommy.
Wow, Mitch. For Mother's Day?
Not for Mother's Day, just because I'm a good son.
Well, you know, for Mother's Day, I may be thinking of getting my mom a little special something they can enjoy every day of the year. From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life who may also be moms. Every mom loves an Aura frame. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
It takes about 2 minutes to set up a frame using the Aura app. Add unlimited photos and videos and invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. Why? Because you know what? I got me and my mom on my Aura frame, and also I got Wally and Irma.
Wow. Mitch, Weiger, Aura all have something in common.
What's that?
We bring joy to moms. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Do it.
Hey, buddy, it's Weiger and the Spoon Man. Hey, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Wags, you can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
Let me go ahead and grab my detective looking glass. Mm-hmm. I am on the search for gourmet meals. Oh, there they are.
Yes,
Factor has meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
That's right, Wags. No fuss. No mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Tailored to your schedule. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Wow.
Head to factormeals.com/doughboys50 and use code doughboys50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code doughboys50 at factormeals.com/doughboys50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Mitch, how's your social battery right now? Is it drained, bursting with energy? How are you feeling, and how did it get to this level?
Wise, we just did 2 episodes of Doughboy, so my social battery is low.
Well,
I'm shutting down.
Understandably, because mm-hmm. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, Wags, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Me, I've benefited from therapy, as have many people that I love. And, you know, here's the thing I can say. Whether you've been in therapy or not, there are benefits for everyone. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it's not just for those who have experienced major trauma.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Doughboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Doughboys.
Wow, I really should never have been born. Hollywood, I mean, Susserwood is so much better than it ever was.
Yeah, it's pretty great here. And I mean, like, I knew Susser. Like, we, like, came up together.
Yeah, I knew
so
him, too.
So this is just, like, mind-blowing for me.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, yeah, you've seen, witnessed the whole arc in your reality. But yeah. I just know the other Susser.
Yes. You know, I, it took a lot to change the letters of that sign. When yeah. he bought it out, when he bought out the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine it was, you know, a process, but H-O-L-L-Y. They had to add an extra letter, S-U-S-S-E-R. So they had to, like, probably change it a little bit.
But it's been helpful. I mean, from a certain perspective, you know, in the Hollywood Hills, there was a real snake problem.
Yeah.
But now that they've seen those big S's up there, it scared them all away.
They were like, they were like, yeah. Oh, this is another snake, a big bigger, snake.
Three big snakes are here. We better.
Yeah, we better get out of here.
We better hit the road.
Isn't it ironic that snakes are one of man's biggest fears, but there's nothing a snake fears more than himself?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
And that's the easiest way to get rid of a snake is to hold up a mirror.
Yeah, they see a mirror, they'll get out of there.
Yeah.
I heard that's what St. Patrick did in Ireland.
That's how he got rid of all those snakes?
Yeah, he saw a Smurfs episode and was like, that guy Vanity, always looking in a mirror. Like, and he was like, oh, I want to see it. If there, can I make like a, he was trying to make like a snake Smurfs. And
sure.
So he gave one of, he's like just shooting his own pilot. He's self-funding, but he's like figured like he'd make it and then, you know, show it to some people. And so he got he was like going to have like a vanity snake. He was basically just taking the same concept. And so he gave a hand mirror to one of the snakes and he coiled around it. And then he saw it and got scared and went away. And he's like, wait, I can get all the snakes out of Ireland this way.
Once again, the Irish and the Smurfs have helped with our snake problem.
It's true.
I mean, I can count on 10 hands how many times they've helped us out.
10 hands?
I am Fiducian.
I can't process this. We gotta go.
Okay, hold on tight. Away we go.
Hey, man. Why do I have to ride you?
To get to where we're going, of course, to the next time period.
I just feel like you're just transporting me through time. Like, I don't know if I need to, like, be getting a piggyback ride from you.
No, it's true, you have to. And if you ask any other angel and they say you don't, they're lying.
Okay, well, can I ask George Thorogood?
No.
All right.
I think if you did, that'd be a bad idea.
All right, fair enough. Well, let's just go. Let's see what this next place is. Wait, where is this? Oh, I know this place. This is my old house in Santa Monica.
Yes, I finally know someone whose life would be worse without you. Your lovely wife, Natalie. Ah, shit! Oh man, now she's married to a super hunk. Oh, she got married to a super hunk, and she seems way happier. I goofed this one.
Well, this I gotta see for myself. Let me go knock on the door. And wait, what's this little, this doormat? It says, prepare to be hugged? Do they have a lot of visitors here? I'm gonna knock on the door. Hello?
Hello, coming in hot for a hug. Ooh, yummy, yummy, yummy. Hello.
Hi, sweetie, it's me.
I'm sorry?
It's Weigy.
Oh, and I'm Natalie. This is fun.
Do you not recognize your own husband?
My husband's in the study, and I recognize him from being in the study.
You have a study?
Yes, it's where we go in, and we study the papers in the house.
Wait a minute. Is it the one that, the second bedroom? The one with the attached bath?
Yes, we also study in the bath. But how did you know?
Wait, this is where I used to live, and that wasn't my study. That was my man cave.
Oh.
You made my man cave a study?
Well, men are occasionally in there, yes. So I guess it's a bit of a man study. Please, come on in, but stay in the
foyer.
Don't tell
me you took down my poster of Jason Alexander.
No, that remains.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, we had it bronzed. Please, come in, stand in the foyer. Can I offer you a complimentary beverage of water?
Yeah, you got anything to...
Water.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'll take a water.
Okay. And let me just quickly call to my husband. Mm-hmm. I just have to let him know I'm giving out some water. Honey?
Yeah, what's up, hon?
Honey, there's a man here. I didn't catch your name. Weigy, was it?
Yeah. What's Nick Weiger. Weigy.
Are we going with the Weigy? Honey, there's a man here. It's Mick Weigy, and I'm giving him some water. Would you want anything while in your study, or are you okay?
Oh, no, I'm having fun here in the study. Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. John Hamm.
Whoa, you're married to John Hamm?
Did I not mention that?
He's a hunk and a celebrity.
And he owns ties.
Wow, you dress like you do on Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he fantastic? And let me tell you this, he's got a couple of dicks all up in my pussy. Just the one. We have fun in this house.
Oh, honey.
John Hamm. I only refer to him as his first and last name.
Well, that was so bawdy and ribald, but I guess that's your sense of humor. And
I'm the man with the golden hog.
He's talking about his penis and our pet hog.
Yeah, I can really see the outline in those slim fit pants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we love a slim fit.
It's like you're smuggling a churro into the arc light.
Delish. So, again, Weigy, I'm going to get you some water.
Yeah.
But, honey, he used to live here, apparently.
Oh, strange.
Yeah, this was my... Well, Mr. Hamm, I didn't just live here. I was married to your wife.
The fuck is this shit?
The fuck is this shit?
Calm down.
I'll fucking knock your teeth out.
I'm getting riled up. I have teeth.
Let go of my collar, Mr. Hamm.
Give me this collar.
No, you don't. Please, Natalie, please do not grab my...
Give me this collar.
Natalie,
that's Natalie Hamm to you.
Wait, you didn't take my last name?
Why would I take a stranger's last name?
In my reality...
Natalie Weigy?
No, in my reality, I married Natalie, you... But she kept her name. She didn't want the stench of Weiger on her.
I'm sorry. We're married? Sir, I don't want to be rude, but you look like a cardboard cutout. You're stale. You're emoting nothing. You don't make any facial expressions. And for God's sakes, you're holding a bag from the 99-cent store when you know they have items over a dollar. What kind of a man is that to marry?
The 99-cent store, especially for produce, it's pretty good because that stuff's just gonna, you know, it's a few days old.
Look,
but they price it to move.
It's true. You don't want to waste.
Look,
you want to get some bananas, some avocados, or something. A 99-cent store is pretty good.
A deal's a deal.
You can never be with my wife. You're not emotionally open.
Yeah, and do you even like video games and talking about them and food and talking about it and being quiet?
Yeah, all these things are things about me.
I don't know. That's more of a John Hamm thing.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm known for.
You like video games and fast food and being quiet?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I host a video game podcast in this reality.
It's called Gaming This, You're Out of Your Mind.
Wow, this is so weird. It's like, I mean, I'll just say that it seems like your life is better, Natalie, but John Hamm's life is way worse than in my reality.
Excuse me?
I'd just say you're like a huge actor. With
Weigy,
like a...
I believe you've overstayed your welcome.
Yeah, my friend Mitch is coming over. The only guy who rivals me in hog size.
He's okay.
He's a bigger actor than I am.
I don't know how big his hog is. I mean, I have seen it on text message without asking, but I'm not sure how big it is in terms of dimension.
Wait, so Mitch, Mike Mitchell, my co-host from Doughboys?
Co-host?
Is
what
your
are you
friend?
About? Co-host? He doesn't do any radio bullshit.
Yeah, more like most hosts in terms of parties.
Wait, so he is a huge actor?
Yes.
Like, not physically huge, but like a big star.
Physically huge as well.
Oh, he's also still a very large
man. All muscle.
Yes.
Wait, he's just jacked?
He's jacked.
With a fucking big pipe?
Yes.
Yummy.
Like, I kind of get him getting into shape and getting his act together because he's not burdened with a podcast, but how did me not being alive mean he has a bigger hog?
I don't know. Maybe because you weren't holding him back so his dick wasn't shrinking?
Yes. Shrinking in disgust of you and your bad attitude. You know what, good
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, maybe you put a spell on his dick and made it small.
You little witch.
There's no magic in my reality. I don't know what's going on, what Harry Potter shit you guys are dealing with.
There's also no me in your reality, but you seem to be telling tales out of school that there is.
I gotta say, this whole...
Also, the thing that we like Mitch the most for is that Natalie and I swing with him. And I like to watch.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. I'm all up in that dick, and he's in mine. Couple of dick trade-off, yeah.
Ugh.
And here's another thing about when we have sex. You better believe John Hamm puts the ham in my butt. We're talking delicious Black Forest ham.
That's right.
And then guess who nibbles it out of there? Old boy Mitch.
It's like one of those sushi, when the woman lays down and there's sushi on her. It's like that, but with ham. And only on her butt.
And rice for dessert.
Mm-hmm. God, even though you're a different person, I just can't. I'm just so disturbed by the thought of someone else eating ham out of your asshole.
Protein's protein. Get a life.
Yes.
Like, I gotta say, this whole interaction really reminds me of like a movie or something. Like everything that's happened to me so far.
Very good. Very good pitch.
We need to get... We're going to go into the other room. And we love to sing at the piano together.
Love pianos.
I know what it is.
Mm.
It's a Bundy Full Life.
Oh.
From Married with Children?
Yeah.
That Married with Children episode where it was like It's a Wonderful Life parody like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Except the idea was that everyone would be better off if Al Bundy had never been born. You know what? Sam Kinison played the angel.
Well, here's the thing. I just met you and I know I'm better off without you.
Look, I just want to say that, like, maybe when this was all written, life itself, that God hadn't, like, forgot about It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe whoever came up with this grand plan had put the It's a Wonderful Life, like, it slipped off their radar, or they'd just never seen it.
Do you know what it reminds me of more? What? The Doughboys Holiday Special 1. Doughboys exist in this reality.
Wait, and you host it?
Emmy nominated.
Yes.
Emmy nominated? It's a TV show?
Yeah,
apparently,
TV show.
A woman by the name of The Knife that was on last year was quietly taping the recording and submitted it for the Emmys, and they were nominated.
Yes. Wow. The Knife hosts Doughboys.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a better show.
I think so, and I think the public thinks so, and if they do, they should tweet in.
Well, that's all we know. There is no other Doughboys. It is just The Knife. Doughboys,
right.
Hosted by The Knife.
Yeah, you don't have a concept of what the real Doughboys is like. Well, I mean, I can tell you what the real Doughboys in my reality is. I'm the host, along with Mitch, except he's out of shape, and he has a small dick.
That doesn't sound like Mitch. Right. There's nothing small about him.
Yes, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. You know what? You get off my property. No one insults Mitch like that.
Okay, sorry, Mr.
I look up to him.
Yeah, do you want a lemon bar to go?
Yeah, can I?
I'll get it. Don't sass me. Okay, here's your lemon bar to go.
All right, thanks, Natalie.
I'm going to need that Pyrex Tupperware back. So how long do you think it's going to take until you eat the bar and return it?
Well, I mean, I could just eat the bar now in the stoop.
In the house?
Well, I could step outside and eat
it. Yes.
Yes, please, at once.
Okay.
It's raining, too.
John, is it me? Or should we have a baby?
I agree.
This man made me realize we need better people in this world.
You mean right now? As he eats that lemon bar outside?
Of course I do. That way you can jizz in the Pyrex with all the leftovers in case we want another baby after this one.
Oh my God. That's a lot even for me. Yeah, I love you, my lovely wife.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Natalie.
Here's your Pyrex.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 I can't bear anymore. Take me away. Take me away from here right this instant.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Hold on tight. Whoa. Hold on tight.
Whoa.
Get your kneecap into my back.
Whoa. Ooh,
that seems tug my ear. For you. Nope. Tug my ear.
Okay. I'm tugging it.
Thanks.
Dude, did you fucking nut?
Like, what?
Did you fucking nut?
What's that even mean? I don't know.
I think you nutted.
I come from a different time, a different period. I don't know this slang term, nut.
Hey, buddy. My man nutted.
Look, I didn't.
That's nasty.
Get a load of that. This guy nutted.
That's gross.
Look, it was something unrelated. I remembered an old porn I watched.
You specifically asked me to put my knee in your back and then tug on your ear, and then you reacted to that with me riding on your back.
If you say so.
Hey, man.
You're so weird, man.
I mean, whatever. Hey, what was the old porno you remember?
It was a guy riding an angel's back and digging his kneecap into his lower back, tugging on his ear.
All right, well, this is pretty one-to-one here. Oh, look, it's Eddie's bar. I used to drink here all the time. Let's go see inside.
Heads up, it's not Eddie Pepitone. Don't get your hopes up.
Oh, wow, Eddie's bar. I used to hang out here all the time. Wait a minute, this place is usually packed. What happened? Oh, hey, there's Eddie the bartender. I'm going to go talk to him. Hey, Eddie, hey, how's it going? It's me, Nick Weiger.
Who? How do you know my name?
I was your best customer. I am your best customer.
I've never seen you before in my life.
Huh. It's weird because this place is usually so busy. There's so many customers here.
Yeah.
I'm usually off in the corner by myself with a whole bottle of Pinot Noir.
I don't know what you're talking about. This place hasn't been busy in, well, since I opened it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, it seems like you're just barely hanging on. The back bar is pretty threadbare.
You're very intuitive, stranger.
Well, you know.
Hold on, I'll talk now. You know, when I opened this place, and I appreciate you asking me what was wrong.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be successful. I thought I'd have some poor, overworked, depressed schmuck who would come in here every day after doing his shitty job and just order drink after drink.
Right.
Complain to me and keep me in business, keep me afloat. But that never happened. I get a semi-steady stream of just normal, well-adjusted people who just want a gin and tonic and then to go home.
Wow, so you don't have a regular customer who orders a bottle of wine and a straw and drinks it direct and then tells you his fan theories about the Donkey Kong universe?
That's the dream, but no. No.
Boy, this seems like you must be on really dire financial straits then, huh? I mean, it seems like your life is much worse because I'm not here to support Eddie's bar.
Well, financially, yes. And honestly, I don't know how much time we have left to keep the bar open. But I got to say, the time I've spent away from the bar, because I haven't spent a lot of time here lately.
Yes.
Things at home have been really great. I've actually had more time to spend with my wife and my kids. My marriage was about to end, but it saved my marriage, honestly. More time to come home, be with her, listen to her. You know what? I'm going back to school.
Wow.
I'm going to be a veterinarian like I always wanted to be.
Oh, my goodness.
I always wanted to open a bar, and then at the same time, parallel to that thought, I also wanted to be a veterinarian. The bar thing didn't work out, so I'm going to veterinary school.
This is a lot to hear because alternate universe Eddie Prime, if you will, his wife.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is my reality.
Okay, well, the Eddie that I know, who knows who I am, who knows my regular order of...
Okay, where are you from?
A different time. It's kind of like... It's not like Terminator. Terminator's the wrong point of reference. It's kind of like... It kind of is like Terminator, I guess. It's kind of like Terminator.
Are you going to order something?
I just wanted to say this. The alternate universe Eddie, his wife left him, and his son killed himself. Put a bag over his head.
Wow.
Tied a rope around the bag, asphyxiated.
Wow.
Dad, they found him. He was naked. And so they thought it was like a better lie than to tell everyone the truth that he committed suicide. They said it was autoerotic asphyxiation, but it wasn't.
Wow. Kind of like DJ Soprano from that show, The Sopranos, the show from this reality.
Wait, The Sopranos?
The Sopranos, you asshole.
The Sopranos?
Listen to what I'm saying.
Well, it's just weird. There's no DJ. There's AJ Soprano from The Sopranos. That's
I don't know
show
what that
know.
Is.
Whoa, the Sopranos?
Is that from your other timeline? I don't know.
Yeah, that's from my other timeline. It's created by David Chase, stars James Gandolfini.
Look, at this point, I'm not allowed to serve drunk people, okay?
I'm not drunk. I'm completely sober. That's part of why I'm so pissed off.
Hey, why don't you go across the street, sober up? There's a new burger joint. It used to be a Del Taco, but it closed.
The Del Taco closed?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's one of those artisan burger joints.
Yeah. They're actually doing great. They got they were just on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, so that show's the same. Who, the host is Guy Fieri?
The same as what?
In my universe. Because the Sopranos is different.
Do you want to go get a burger or not?
I mean, if it's Guy Fieri approved, I kind of am interested. But that's that sucks about the Del Taco. I used to go to the Del Taco every time I finished. I stayed till last call here.
They just didn't get enough customers. They had to shut down. In fact, the guy who owned it, the franchise owner?
Yeah.
He DJ Sopranoed himself too.
Oh my God. He put a bag over his head?
Yeah, he DJ Sopranoed himself.
Oh my goodness.
He put a bag over his head and tied a rope around it and put a cinder block on it and sank to the bottom of a pool.
Oh my God, that's so grim.
Yeah. It was actually good. He was terrorizing this town. He would go around and flash people and
he was a flasher?
Yeah.
Just like showing people his hog?
Yeah, showing people his hog, his naked body. He'd walk around with a big trench coat and flash. He was a menace to this town, but they never actually caught him in the act. The cops never saw him, and he finally killed himself because his Del Taco went under, and this town was rid of a great evil. It was actually one of the best things that ever happened.
Do you have any surveillance photos of him doing this? Or did you get, the camera you got up on?
Like I said, if they had surveillance photos, they would have caught him earlier.
Did you ever see it? Did you ever see what he's packing?
Yeah, he flashed me a couple times. You want a description?
Yeah, what is he? Yeah, what was he got? Was he, cut? Was he uncut?
You're going to have to buy a drink.
All right, give me a bottle of wine.
Bottle of wine?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
I didn't specify what type of wine, I realized. That was like in a Western when someone just ordered.
That's all I have.
Okay, you got one type of wine.
So it was average length, I'd say. It's hard to tell in a real quick flash, cut or uncut, but I would probably, given the length, I didn't quite see a full head, so I would say uncut.
Oh, wow. So he's uncircumcised.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't seem like somebody whose parents would have gone through the effort.
Right. Well, I don't think he was originally born in the U.S., so that was like overseas, it's like a different, the medical circumcision is a lot rarer there. Okay. And so you're saying like average length?
Average length, yeah, it was definitely flaccid.
Did he like groom his pubes at all?
No, big old bush.
Oh. I'm not into that. You know, that happens to a lot of chain owners that they're in a bad financial shape and they contemplate or actually do suicide because they just can't afford the franchise fees.
Good thing I wasn't successful enough to franchise this bar.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it is.
I did have dreams of being the first chain bar owner.
You wanted to be the first? I mean, there are chain bars. Maybe not in this universe. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe is there TGI Fridays in this universe?
What is Friday even?
There's no Friday?
No. We have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Monday.
Wait, there's only
There's
five,
two Mondays.
There's two Mondays, and there's only 5 days of the week?
Yeah,
and that's all because I was never born?
It's normal to me.
Let me ask you this. Was there a much parodied song by an artist named Rebecca Black called Friday that came out? Friday, Friday.
I don't like music.
Okay. So I guess you maybe don't know. You just wouldn't know because you don't follow music, but.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's like a non-answer. I don't know for sure. I'm guessing that song probably doesn't exist because you don't have a concept of Friday.
Again, I don't have a concept of something that doesn't exist.
I just want to say this, Eddie. I think it's great that you're pursuing your dream of being a veterinarian because Eddie in my universe, the way he gets his kicks is he shoots animals.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got like a BB gun and he goes out back and he like shoots possums and...
That's unfortunate.
Squirrels.
Yeah.
Yeah. He thinks it's a lot of fun. But I think it's probably him just parsing the grief from his son's suicide and his wife leaving him.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like me. I fuck animals.
Oh, man, maybe you shouldn't be a veterinarian then. It's just giving you access to wounded animals to fuck.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, you're a fucking freak.
Hey, get out of my bar, you piece of shit.
I don't want to be here with some fucking weird animal fucker.
Well, then leave.
You know, you're going to take a...
You've overstayed your welcome. Get out.
Cat gets hit by a car, you're going to fuck it? What's the matter with you?
No, I'm going to bring it to the doctor. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. Get the hell out of here, you jerk.
I'm fine. I want to leave. I'm going to go to that artisan burger joint across the street. Ooh, they have a Monday special.
What can I get you?
Wait, Eddie, you work here too?
Hey, I'm Freddy, Eddie's twin brother.
Whoa, okay, wait, I didn't know. In my universe, Freddy killed himself.
Huh?
In my where I'm from, boy, I have to explain this whole thing to you again now. Look, I'm just going to go. Good luck to you and Eddie and on your, I guess, I hope he does well in veterinary school. What are you going to do anything? Do you have a dream you're pursuing?
This is my dream, to open this burger joint.
Okay, well then I hope you thrive.
If you're going to come back, we're closed on second Monday.
Okay, so I'll keep that in mind. Second Monday, it's closed. Yep. All right, well, Freddie, had a great time. Great catching up with you. Take care. I'm going to go. I guess I'm going to go.
Okay.
Oh, Eddie's bar sucks now, and the Del Taco's gone. Show me something else, Angel.
Yes, yes, yes. And Krasinski Rudolph now. And Sam Mendes collaborating with John Krasinski and Maya Rudolph.
Wait, this looks familiar. Where are we?
We're at your old podcast partner Mitch's house on Palmerston.
Wow. It's so nice now.
Yes. And this street, we just narrowly missed it. It almost wasn't called Palmerston in this reality.
What was it called?
Palmer Stoon.
That would have been a real mind fuck. I'm glad we just, it's still Palmerston, because I probably would not have been able to process Palmerston.
Can you imagine? It would have been a tune version of Palmerston, I imagine.
Yeah, probably like Cool World.
Yes.
We would have been here and been like Cool World. And I would, I
hey, maybe that
would have
been so bad.
It might have been nice.
Think
it might
about
have been
Palmerston cool. Being like a Cool World. Oh my God, I wish Palmerston was like a Cool World.
Can you change it to Palmerston?
No.
Oh, your powers don't let you do that?
No. Oh. Believe me, if I could turn our regular, boring, ugly planet to Cool World, I would. Hollywood.
Well, it's Palmerston, all right, but it's so different. It's pristine and huge. It's a mansion. You know, I'm gonna ring the doorbell. Ding dong.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? It's me, Weiger.
Who's Weiger? What?
Little Wigs, the burger boy.
Little Wigs, the burger boy? And how come you stood outside my door and said ding dong?
Well, yeah, I thought that the doorbell, like I pressed the doorbell and it didn't make a sound, so I just said ding dong aloud.
Oh, strange, yeah. That's, the doorbell doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, the place looks like it's in great shape, but I guess that needs to be fixed.
Mm.
You know what? Actually, this is the one thing in common with Palmerston in my reality.
In your reality?
What yeah. The? I'm sorry. I feel like I've explained this like 6 times already to different people. Mm. So I know that this is you getting new information, but for me, it's kind of starting to get a little tiresome. But yeah, I wish I'd never been born, and an angel took me on a journey to a different dimension, an alternate timeline, a la... You know, like Benedict Cumberbatch in Avengers when he like sees all the different timelines. He's like taking me on one of those. Hmm. And so like it's different from my reality. So I'll call this like Earth Prime. Earth Prime is different in that you are apparently extremely successful and in fantastic shape.
Well, thank you.
You're fucking jacked, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man. Jesus. I was just working out a second ago.
It's not an ounce of fat on you. You're like a white Terry Crews.
That's right. I can make my muscles dance too, like Terry Crews does.
Hey, that's...
Check it out.
I like it. It's funny.
Yeah, you're really giggling over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. Look at those pecs bounce.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm working out. As you can see, I'm in my Under Armour.
And
yeah, Brady's own. Boy, I gotta. I know this is maybe weird to say because you clearly don't know who I am, but you got a fucking pipe downstairs.
Oh, I know. Sorry, it's a little cold outside, so maybe it's a little bit shrinkage.
This is you with shrinkage?
Uh huh.
It's like a roll of Christmas wrapping paper.
Merry Christmas, baby. Hey,
Jesus.
Oh, easy, buddy. No peeking.
Hey, we have the I know that from my reality.
Hmm?
Your mom says it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Your mom, let me guess.
My mom doesn't say weird shit like that to me here.
Let me guess, she's the president or something?
Mm-hmm.
She is the president?
Madam Mama.
Your mom's the president, like in Death Stranding?
Yes, that's right.
Wow. Well, like, I mean, Mitch, this is all a lot to process. It's just...
Mitch?
Yeah, Mitch, that's your name. Mitch and Weiger, the Doughboys.
No one calls me Mitch.
Well, what do you go by?
Mike Johansson. I'm married to my wife, Scarlett.
You're married to the actress Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow herself?
That's right, yes.
What about Colin Jost?
Colin Jost? Who's that?
He's host Weekend Update with Michael Che.
Weekend Update? Everyone knows Weekend Update's hosted by Matt Kowalik.
Really? Matt Kowalik?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he'd be great at it. I can't. This is so crazy to think about.
That's right. In this reality... now I know about these realities. Matt Kowalik hosts Weekend Update.
That's not normal to you, but it's very strange to me. But you know what? I would rather see that Weekend Update.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
What am I like back in your reality?
I got to be honest, you're kind of a pathetic.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're like a guy, you know, you always wear t-shirts of our podcast. With
our
a flannel
podcast.
Shirt over it, you got
a... I don't do a podcast, I'm in movies. I'm shooting a big movie right now, The Tomorrow War.
Oh, that's right. You did get cast in Tomorrow War as a, you know, as like a kind of lesser, smaller role.
Lesser role? I'm the lead.
You're the lead?
Yes.
Wait, then you don't have a fast food podcast? You don't review chain restaurants?
No. No, I don't do that sort of shit.
Huh. That's what we have. We have this podcast, Doughboys, where we go to places like Olive Garden and Sizzler and Taco Bell, and we give them reviews.
Podcasts are for people who have failed in the entertainment industry.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like that guy, Fat Pratt.
Fat Pratt? You mean Chris Pratt, the movie star?
The movie star? He's a big fat guy who reviews fast food chains.
Oh, my God. He never lost the weight and got Guardians of the Galaxy.
Fat Pratt's food reviews.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a real, it's a total role reversal. So if I was never born, you'd be Chris Pratt,
mm-hmm.
and Chris Pratt would be you.
But, wait, what?
That makes sense to me. I know it doesn't make sense to you.
In your old reality, I still have a python, though, right?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of animals.
Well, yeah.
These two panthers you have here, they're on gold chains.
Wally and Irma.
Oh my God, they're panthers?
Yes.
You trained these wild beasts?
Yes. I mean, I don't know why in my reality they become giant panthers, but they're cool and big and
yeah,
strong.
Yeah, it is very cool.
And I don't know why in my reality also my dick is big and in your reality it's tiny.
I have no idea why.
So you my being born somehow?
I'm struggling with the logic myself. It's confusing.
So hold on, maybe like you're older than me, right? Clearly.
Yeah.
You look old and you look like shit.
Well, all right, back off.
Oh,
I'm not that much older.
Sorry. You're much older, but about a few years. So maybe my dad or something saw you after you were born and, you know, killed off like some of the strong sperm.
Just seeing me lowered his testosterone level.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of had a weaker seed.
Yes.
Hmm. I mean, I guess it's possible. I mean, like, there has to be some justification.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
When you go back to your old reality, can you not? Can you just still wish you'd never been born?
Boy, I can't stand seeing you this successful and this happy.
What?
It's pissing me off.
What the fuck?
You're supposed to be miserable. I'm supposed to feel like I'm better than you.
You piece of shit.
You know what?
It sounds like you suck.
Yeah, maybe I do, but that's fine.
It is?
That's me understanding my place in this world. No, my place is to make people more miserable and to bring them down to my level.
No, that's bad. Please don't.
No,
I don't want to be this fat fucking loser guy that you're talking about.
I want to be back. I want to not be dead. I want to not have not been born.
Well, what is it? Do you want to not have not been born or do you want to not be dead?
I want to not be dead and not have not been born.
You're confusing me.
I want to be real. I want to be a real boy. I don't want to be a phantom. I want to be a real boy. Make me a real boy, Angel. Make me a real boy.
Real boy. I think that you'd be best as a proud boy.
I'll wait till I get canceled for real. That'll be my plan B.
You're going to become a proud boy?
Yeah, you can always go proud boy.
Oh my God.
You can always make a hard right turn if your career's in peril.
Get the hell out of here. I'll kill you before I go back.
Okay. Well, you're going to see what your life's like now that I'm alive, now that I was born.
No. No.
No way. Mitch is cool and happy. This I can't stand. I take it all back. I take it all back. I want to live. I want to be alive. I want to have been born.
Wish granted. I guess I'm a genie. Well, I'm an angel and a genie.
I mean, you could say wish granted and be an angel. It doesn't mean you're a genie to...
Yeah, and I get, but a genie couldn't say, I'm looking after you after I've died. That's angel territory,
that's
right,
angel
baby?
Territory. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I think you could still... Well, then again, I'm realizing you came out of a lamp.
Yeah. That's a pretty classic genie-looking type
it
lamp.
It is a genie, but then you also have, like, you're trying to get gills / wings, which is an angel thing. But then again, you've got, like, a flowing robe, which is, like, an angel thing.
But look, on my wrist, I got these, like, two sort of, like, clasps.
You got these shackles, like you're a shackled genie, that genie trope.
Yeah.
And then you do have, like, blue skin, like a genie. But then again, you also have a halo over your head like an angel.
It's weird, dude.
Yeah, you're kind of like living in both worlds.
I'm kind of a quirky dude.
Yeah.
Hey, when we met, did I ever say that I wasn't?
I mean, I got that you were quirky right away.
Did I ever proclaim that I was anything but a quirky dude?
I mean, you
no
don't
false
have to,
advertising.
No, you won't. You don't fly any false flags. I mean, you were turning yourself into a napkin like pretty quickly there. So I got that you were kooky.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love you, dude. And
dude,
I
love
I
you
hope
too.
I just hope I like helped you out.
Can I just say that, like, I'm glad that I went through this whole thing of wanting to throw myself in front of a train, because if I hadn't and I just, like, lived, I never would have met you.
I feel the same way.
And I know, like, you taught me so much about, like, being a Venusian and, like, what that means. And
look, you helped me get my gills.
Whoa.
My gills and wings. Look at my back breathe.
Oh, this is, I mean, I'm glad you're happy, but this is kind of...
Do you like how the flesh is opening and pulsating?
Yeah, this is kind of body horror. This is like out
of the... But it takes the edge off that there's teeth.
No, I mean, this is like Cronenberg's The Fly. This is... This is a nightmare.
Cronenberg's The Fly. How about Angel's The Fly? Hey, we fly too. Okay, come on.
All
come
right,
on.
That was good.
Come on. Oh, man. I hope I didn't suck.
No, you were great.
Okay.
Can we...
I hope I wasn't sucky.
You were great. Okay. I had a great. No, you did a great job. You did not suck at all at your job of like helping me see that it's important that I live.
Yeah. I was pretty funny like that genie. Was
you were
sometimes.
Pretty funny. A lot of stuff was
funny.
You
were
funny
too, though, man.
Oh, come on, man.
No, you were cracking. There were some times I was just like sitting back and be like, this is just funny.
I wasn't fishing for that, but that's
like,
nice of you to say.
Like, even if I wasn't your guardian angel, like, we'd still hang out. We'd be buddies, I think.
I'd love to, if you want to hang out sometime, I'd totally be down.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it seems,
sure. Dude, okay.
It seems like you don't want to, so that's whatever.
No, I want to. I want to give up my time with George Thorogood, the coolest angel in heaven, so I can hang out with you.
Well, I felt like you were being, we had a sincere moment there, and I thought we'd had a nice time today, so I thought you might want to hang out, but maybe this is one reason why I don't let people get close to me, because like it really fucking hurts to get rejected. I put myself out there.
No, that's my shit, man. It's my shit.
No, it's fine.
You were putting yourself out there, and I felt uncomfortable. So that's more me than you, man. I have more to look at than... I think it was just because
My parents gave me so many participation trophies growing up.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's so fuck it. It's so fucked up. Like, kids have to learn to win or lose.
Kids have to learn to be losers!
I bet your parents didn't spank you either, huh?
Not once!
You had an unspanked bottom and you're getting participation trophies? Hey, here's one for not being spanked. You participated in not being spanked and you get a trophy for it.
Yeah.
It's today's. And they wonder why millennials love AOC.
Yeah, first it was AOL, then it was AOC.
What's next? AOB?
Yeah, I don't know. That might be next.
I think there's a good chance AOB is next.
Most likely.
Keep an eye out.
Well, I better get out of here.
All right, man. Well,
I'm going to jump in front of this train.
Wait, no, don't do that. No! Oh, my God. He turned into 1,000 napkins. Well, I guess I'm just alive now with no angel friend. But hey, life seems to be going pretty good. Wait a minute. I'm back at Palmerston. The old Palmerston, like it was before. Let me just go inside and... Yes, it's just like it was. It's shitty and dirty. There's Sparklets bottles that have been on the floor for months in front of the fireplace for some reason. There's cat litter just everywhere. And hey, there's Mitch lying on his back on the couch checking his phone. Hey, Mitch, it's me, your podcast partner, Weiger.
Yeah, I know who you are. What's up?
I just went on this crazy voyage where I imagined what the world was like without me if I'd never been born. And
wow.
You know what? Everyone was happier.
That checks out. Sounds about right.
It was weird, though, because everyone was like ignoring me and acting like I was unfun to talk to.
Are you sure that wasn't just this world? Maybe you just got canceled. I've heard that you've been checking out hogs in the HeadGum locker room lately.
Yeah, they banned phones in there.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Anyway,
No, I meant like you're fucked up.
Oh. Well, whatever. I'm just glad to be back.
Well, I'm happy that you are back, buddy.
I'm happy that I'm back, too.
You know what that means? Teacher says that every time a bell rings, an angel gets its gills.
Teacher? What the? Yusung, are you going to school?
Look, I'm still going to school, okay?
Oh, my God.
I never got my high school degree.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you're not taking, like, college classes? You're in high school?
No, I'm trying to get my GED.
Dear Lord.
I was like, you went to Cornell, but you don't have a high school diploma?
Look, we can edit this out, right? It's just, I have to leave early a lot of times, and that's why I'm trying to get my GED.
Wow.
Also, edit this out? We're just like, this is just
talking.
This is just our lives.
Sorry, I just got so accustomed to having microphones in front of us.
You got podcast brain.
Yes. Oh.
You got a bad case of podcast brain.
Hey, guys, can I leave?
Yeah, you can leave.
Yeah, you can get out of here.
Cool, thank
Bye,
you.
Susser.
There was one last line.
Oh, it really is a Wagerful life.
Ah, well, good thing everything is back to normal. Now to turn on the TV and watch my favorite show, SNL.
It's Weekend Update with Matt Kowalik.
Welcome to Weekend Update. I'm Matt Kowalik, and you're not. This week in the sporting world, LeBron James was spotted at a Dunkin' Donuts. If you ask me, when he's there, it should be called Slam Dunkin' Donuts. Another Kowalik cackler for you guys.
You know what? It is a Wigerful life.
Happy holidays and happy eating, everyone. See you in 2020. This episode is dedicated to the memory of Yusung Lu. Goodbye, buddy.
On the next Doughboys Double, it's an end-of-the-year edition of the Doughboys Delivery Line. We answer your calls on the show live. That's right, there's a back-and-forth with you maniacs, and it's mostly not a debacle. Get the Doughboys Double every Tuesday only at patreon.com/doughboys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.